Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Welcome back, you Kingsters, to another episode. This is now episode 29. Wow, I am going in stride here. This is not bad. Thank you all for rocking with me. I really appreciate it. I checked the numbers and 4,500 plays. Holy shit. I appreciate the love. As you all know, and I've said it from the year started, my goal for 2020 is to hit 10,000 plays. And at the rate you're all listening and sharing the podcast, I'm going to get there. And I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. So this week, I am going to continue with the topic of masturbation, depression. If you listened last week, you know May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's also Masturbation Month. So I'm going to try and merge the two worlds to have just an open conversation on how our mental health can affect our sex life and vice versa. But for now, I'm going to finish the article on depression and our sex life last week. I read a bit on the study that basically prove that masturbation really doesn't affect or cause depression. Instead, depression can lower our libidos, right? And I say our because I'm a part of it too. Complete transparency as someone that battles depression for a long time. And I'm also a mental health professional. Depression can affect so many areas of our lives. Some people, it causes them to isolate from the ones they love. And it most certainly affects some people's desire to have sex. You know, their sex drives decrease a lot. So I think I spoke about how depression affects the libido. Last week, I think I ended it there on just how, I'll quickly recap on how if you are in that boat where your depression affects your sex drive and you have a partner, instead of letting that cause a strain on the relationship, you know, it's important to communicate with your partner how you're feeling and the low mood that you're in, and come up with different ways to maintain intimacy. So I remember I mentioned cuddling or just giving a massage or, you know, just gentle touches. Some kind of human connection can help. It doesn't necessarily will boost that person's sex drive again, but it will provide some form of stimulation, and let that person feel some sense of normalcy that, yes, they're depressed, yes, they're having a low mood right now, but that doesn't mean their shit isn't working anymore, you know? So I left off there, and today I'm going to, because again, it's the entire month, and who knows, I might randomly one day give a bonus episode since, you know, this is a very important topic, and I feel like more people need to have this conversation. And as I dive into this this month, I hope you share, continue to share, especially the episodes on mental health and our sex life. Okay, so for this week, I am going to, let me see, managing depression, benefits of masturbation. Okay, I think I can wrap up this particular topic this week, and then next week we can jump into something else. All right, so ways to manage your depression. Again, I mentioned I am a clinical social worker, and I've dealt with, I've worked with individuals with major depressive disorder before I was personally diagnosed with depression. So from personal experience and on a clinical standpoint, and also I'm going to refer to this article because I like to, you know, stick to some of the facts. I can get on my soapbox sometimes, and I really don't want to ramble too much on this episode. Okay, so ways to manage your depression. As well as reducing sex drive. Okay, so depression may also cause physical symptoms, right? Such as unexplained aches and pains. Anyone experiencing the symptoms of depression should speak to their doctor. They talk about seeking treatment. And they said, people can use a combination of talk therapy and medication to manage their depression. Lifestyle changes such as exercising, try to get enough sleep, eating a little bit healthier, try to have a balanced diet, practicing some form of mindfulness exercise. So, of course, meditation and yoga. Journaling is a huge one that will really help manage depression. Spend time with your friends. Some people isolate because to them, they think it makes them better because they're in a low mood and they don't want to get the ones they love in a low mood, so they try to avoid their friends and family. But sometimes it's good to try to spend more time with your friends and family, and with the hopes that it will increase your mood a little bit, just even if it's just a little smidgen, just a little spark. It mentioned here reducing alcohol intake. I'm not going to talk about that too much because I think I'm kind of biased. Because I love me my Jack and my Daniel, okay? Jackie and Danny, boy, they brings me the honey, if you get what I'm saying. Jack, Daniel, honey. Let's not talk about Bay Hennessy. So I'm not going to talk about alcohol because I have my personal bias. But the most effective mix of treatment and self-management strategies definitely vary between persons. Like, everybody have their own way of managing their depression. So don't take everything I say, you know, for the golden book. It's not the blueprint. It's just some ways. There's so many other ways out there to manage your depression. But at first, you need to understand your depression, right? Some people like to be by the ocean. So for me, I love to be by the ocean. Going to the ocean is my peaceful place. Some people go into deep spiritual journey because they have to connect with their higher source to get them out of this low mood. Others love listening to music or art or just scribble scrabbling. Or, you know, there's a ton of ways, healthy ways, to manage your depression. And I say healthy because there are also harmful ways. And we're not going to talk about the harmful ways right now because I'm in a high vibration mood. So I really just want to touch on the surface. We have a few more, let me see, at least two more episodes on this topic of mental health awareness. So who knows? Like I said, I might pop up one day and do a bonus episode if I'm guided to talk about another mental illness. All right, so benefits of masturbation. Here comes the good stuff, right? Like I said last week, I think I do have a fetish for masturbating. Don't judge me, okay? Okay, so a growing number of studies show a correlation between masturbation and good health. You heard that. Masturbation and good health gets to rubbing. Gets to jerking off. Gets you a toy. There's a direct correlation, people. Okay, what else did they say? Even though masturbation is not harmful, some people never masturbate or only do so rarely. This is also healthy and normal. So if you are one of those people that don't really masturbate or you feel like masturbation is not your thing, it's okay. I'm not judging you. But on the low low, I feel like you need to do it at least one time. At least once every 6 months. Come on. Give yourself some self-love. It's the best love. And first of all, with masturbation, you don't have to dress up, okay? You don't have to dress up for anybody. You don't got to wax. You don't got to shave. You don't got to put on no body lotion. Men, you don't have to try in, you know, drink, you know, one of them, you know, whatever tonic or shots, you know, to build your stamina. You don't have to do none of that. You're making love to yourself. All right. So here we go. Let's get into some of the other benefits, right? Some possible health benefits is improving sleep, right? Masturbating to reach orgasm may help a person get good night's sleep during an after orgasm, feel good hormones
flood the brain. These hormones include oxycodone, dopamine, endorphins, and prolactin. Okay. These help a person relax, which may improve their sleep. Now, personally speaking, I enjoy masturbating right before bed. Okay? So I'll get out of the shower, lay butt naked. And because I'm a squirter, especially if I haven't had sex in a long time, or if I decide to watch some porn, and y'all know I'm obsessed with double penetration porn because I love double penetration personally. So I'll watch, or if I've been thinking about a particular person, like lately I've been thinking about one particular person, and every time I really zone in on the thoughts of that person, I have to reach for the toy. So I love to shower, then lay on the bed, on the towel, and grab my toy, masturbate, and my orgasm is always so intense. Then I roll over and go the fuck to sleep. Relax. Who needs weed when you can masturbate? I'm just saying. Okay. When a person learns what feels good through masturbation, they may find it easier to orgasm during sex with a partner. Yes. Proven fact. I might get into that another time. But I want to get through all of this. A 2015 study looked at the link between female masturbation and sexual satisfaction. Researchers compared the experiences of two groups of The woman in one group had experienced orgasms from masturbation, while the woman in the other group had not. The study found that the woman who had orgasmed when masturbating had more orgasms and greater sexual satisfaction. Now, ain't that some shit? I need to have a whole conversation with some of these women, because as much as I love having, you know, sex with myself, and I do orgasm a lot when I love on myself, but baby, having actual sex, I think I orgasm more. I don't know. Can somebody hit me up and let me know if they've experienced more orgasm through masturbation than actual sex? We need to have a conversation, honey. We really do. All right. Let's continue. It also says masturbation increasing sex drive, right? There may also be an association between masturbating and a person's sex drive. Research suggests that married women who masturbate may have a higher sex drive than those who do not. I don't know. A lot of these research, and that's why I read, like, when I studied at NYU, and we read a lot of research articles in my research class, of course. A lot of these studies you have to take with a grain of salt, right? Because it's not like they spoke to every freaking married woman in the world, right? There's a lot of things you have to take into consideration when you read these studies. So let's take it for a grain of salt, okay? Some married women, I hate when they just use a factual term as a, yes, married woman. Yes, this happens to every married woman. No, the fuck it does not, okay? Everybody is different strokes for different folks, right? Masturbation may also improve a person's body confidence and self-esteem. Okay, I most certainly will agree with this one, because when I work with clients that, especially females, that are struggling with insecurities, especially body insecurities, A lot of them have never masturbated because they don't like looking at themselves naked. And I love giving the exercise of looking at yourself naked in the mirror and highlighting everything you love about your body. Now, I'm on this health kick right now because I made the decision to up things up a little bit in my life when it comes to my health. I was gaining weight, and it's not like I'm a bad eater. I don't eat meat. I'm pretty healthy. I did my yoga, but I wasn't as active as I used to be now that I'm in a career that doesn't require me to constantly move. When I worked in the school system, I was on my feet all day long. I was racking over 10,000 steps every day in a school with middle schoolers. Now I don't have that heavy activity. So I was gaining weight. So taking all the TLC products, yes, I detox with IOCity. I have the resolution drops and the NRG and all of that. But that was my decision to just get my stomach down a little bit and all of that. But prior to, I mean, I look great whether I'm 200 pounds or 20 pounds less. The size of you doesn't equate to your confidence in you. You have to love who you are. You have to love what you see when you look in the mirror. And that comes from some internal work. And I remember talking about this on Building Confidence episode. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you most certainly have to go back. So when it comes to masturbating and building your self-esteem, when you masturbate, it's a big deal because in that moment, in that present moment, touching yourself and loving on yourself, that is your testimony to you to say, I love me. I love what I feel. I love me so much that I am loving on everything that I see in the mirror. You know, you're touching your breasts in an intimate way. You are exploring your vulva in an intimate way. And that's my education part. So that's my nerdy side. But let me get ratchet with you when you're touching on your pussy. Touching on the pussy. All right. But masturbating can definitely boost your self-esteem and your confidence because you're going to be in this state of, now when you're fucking whomever you're fucking, and it comes down to knowing what you like, you have that confidence to say, baby, no, that's not how I like it. I like the pressure this way. I like it that way. You know, like it really goes full circle when you take time to love on you. So don't just take this as a, masturbating. No. It's so much more than that. Everything goes deeper. Like I've said time and time again, there's levels to this shit, right? When it comes to masturbation, you might have some people say, oh, if you masturbate too much, you become desensitized to actual sex. Again, going back, everyone is different. Everyone is different. I masturbate a lot, but that doesn't mean I don't come when I'm getting pounds out. You know, that doesn't mean I don't enjoy actual sex. That doesn't mean I can't orgasm during actual sex. I am different and you're different too. You know, so when I talk about a lot of these things, see how it applies to you, how you can make it, you know, personalize it. You know, the main thing, the main takeaway when I talk about certain things is it is okay. You are normal, however you are. Because, I mean, when we think about it, what is the definition of normal? Everybody's normal is different. So I'm going to get off my soapbox right there in that moment. I'm not going to talk about a kink or a fetish this week. Don't kill me. I'm not going to give you my experience this week, even though I could. I could. But I don't want to. I'm keeping it nice and short. I will be back next week. I'm working on a special guest to come on for the next episode. Hopefully, we can work it out. I want to have more guests on the show for this season. You know, this is season 2, episode 29. Holy shit. It'll be dope if I could really have somebody on for the next episode. Episode 30 is a big deal. Okay, so continue to listen. I appreciate you all. If you're not following my Instagram, make sure you do so. The business Instagram is Her Pleasure Chest on Instagram. You can follow my personal page, Goddess _ Tosh, GoddeS _ Tosh. So you can slide in my DMs. It's okay. I don't bite, again, unless you ask me to. Visit the website, www.herpleasurechest.com. So much in store, so much coming up. As always, I am busy on my grind and on my hustle. Until the next episode, people, remember to be kind, be true, be you, and most importantly, escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out. Mwah.